Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording in our studio in East County. Today, I have two very special guests, Bonnie Baranoff, who is on the steering committee of La Mesa Conversations, and Lois Knowlton, who chairs a community outreach committee for the La Mesa First United Methodist Church. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Miriam, for having us here today.
Thank you very much.
Now, Bonnie, tell us a little bit about La Mesa Conversations for people who may not be familiar with your nonprofit organization and its mission.
Well, thanks, Miriam. La Mesa Conversations came about 2.5 years ago, and just a few folks in La Mesa found out that each of us, through mutual acquaintances, were interested in some of the same issues of La Mesa, whether it was affordable housing, business improvement, jobs, transportation, etc. And we were brought together and started to talk about how we, with other community members, could talk about amongst ourselves, talk about what the issues are, what we can do together as a community to help solve them, and do it in a more, I'd say, formal kind of way. So we came together. We had our first event in September of 2015, and that was about the future of water in La Mesa, when water was an even more exciting and controversial issue than it is today.
Right. Thankfully, we've had some rain to help temporarily solve that problem. Now, I understand that you have a wonderful event coming up on Thursday, March 23rd at 5:30 p.m. at Johnny B's. The topic is going to be homelessness. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So every other month we have what we call a no-host informal mixer. And that's what this is going to be in March, is we're going to join together from 5:30 to 7:30 at Johnny B's on La Mesa Boulevard in the Village. We have some very special guests. One is with us here today in the studio. Talk about homelessness in La Mesa. How many folks are homeless in La Mesa that are verified or not so much verified? And what we can do as a community to help these individuals and some of the efforts that are going on now.
Right. And I understand that people can bring items directly to the meeting that are needed by the homeless. And we're going to be talking a little more soon about just what items are needed. So listeners, please stay tuned. Now, Lois, you're going to be one of the speakers at the event. Can you tell us about what your community outreach committee at La Mesa First United Methodist Church is doing to help the homeless in La Mesa?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to tell you a little bit about this. Our church has a long history, in fact, 30 years that we've been hosting a interfaith shelter network that we're on a rotation 2 weeks every year. For 30 years, we have hosted groups.
Very good.
As far as the homeless, that has been relatively new with our community outreach, although 12 years ago we started taking contributions from the community to help especially families with school children who were homeless. That, I guess, would give you sort of the history. Now we have actually a Saturday morning event, the last Saturday of every month, where we actually recruit homeless from the streets and bring them, serve them a meal, give them food for the lunch, and get a haircut and get blood pressure taken, and a lot of events of let's say, support things for the homeless.
What a wonderful thing to do, and I'm sure that the homeless must be very appreciative. So you help them get clothing suited to job interviews, for example?
Absolutely. That's a very big part of it, that you look at them sometimes when they walk in the door, and you should take a before and after, and when they go out the door, how much better they do look.
Wow, you're giving me an article idea we should come by someday and do a story just on that.
That would be great.
About how many homeless people are there in La Mesa, and is the problem getting worse lately?
Well, it's hard to put a number on it because we have this point in time count that happens every year. We have actually hosted that. We are the host church, and people go out in very early hours of the morning and count people who are either sleeping in their cars or on the street or are in a shelter. And I think the number was something, the last year was between 15 and 20, something like that.
That's the official number, but I know you've told me that you believe it's a lot higher. Can you give us an idea of what makes you think that and just how serious the problem might be?
Well, first, I'm sure if you ask any policeman on our streets in La Mesa, they will tell you we have at least a couple hundred that are living on the streets.
Wow.
But in terms of the school district, these children that you don't see who are homeless are actually recorded by, they have a counselor there who is responsible, and he has stated that it was well over 300 in our La Mesa Spring Valley School District.
Wow. That's shocking, and it's so heartbreaking to think about children being out on the streets or without a home, that, you know, the kind of thing all of us grew up and take for granted, really. Bonnie, if people listening want to come to your meeting of the La Mesa Conversations, and again, listeners, if you just tuned in, that's going to be on Thursday the 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Johnny B's in La Mesa, and you'll be able to hear Lois and some other speakers educate you about the homeless issue in La Mesa. If people want to come to that meeting and bring items to donate that will help the homeless through the program that Lois is heading up at the La Mesa First United Methodist Church, what can they bring?
Thanks for asking, Miriam. So Fresh Start Saturday, as Lois mentioned earlier, is hosted by the church on the last Saturday of each month from 9 a.m. until just about noon. And it gives our friends, our homeless citizen neighbors on the street, a chance to come in, have a hot breakfast, take a shower, get their blood pressure taken, get some new clothes, get a haircut, a shave, and just really feel much better about themselves on the way out. And as Lois said, there's a noticeable difference and a smile on their face when they leave. But some of the things that we can use are, you know, we're usually covered for the food that we're preparing in the morning. Volunteer servers and cleaners and other folks that are helping in the morning will bring prepared dishes. But what we can use are some food items that are non-perishable that we can include in the bagged lunches that we share with folks as they're heading out the door, or that the church can use throughout the week for folks that come in off the street and might be looking for a nibble or just something to, you know, just to quench their hunger. It can be bottled waters. It can be, and it might not sound that nutritious, but things like Pop-Tarts and crackers and cookies, things that aren't going to expire, that are light, easy to carry. And then also on the clothing side, fresh new socks, new underwear. Think about if you were on the streets and you had absolutely nothing, what could you use? You could use belts. Folks are using shoelaces to tie up their pants. Worthy shoes, clothes that you could use if you were trying to get a job, not just some old jeans and an old t-shirt or sweatshirt that somebody's thrown in a bag. So just think about what you would need if you were living on the streets and could use a tune-up.
Thank you very much for sharing that information. Lois, you've told me that the church is looking at creating a shelter of sorts. La Mesa, of course, does not have a homeless shelter at all right now. They rely on sending folks to other places like San Diego or El Cajon that do have one. Tell us what you're doing.
I'm happy to share that information. We have a new pastor at our church, Pastor Albert Kim, who, when he came to our church, he said that the downstairs, that's the part of the building that's underground, has been underutilized, and that the need to have our offices on a first level was important. And he said, we should be doing something for the community. And we expect him to be at the gathering on the 23rd to give a little more information. Unfortunately, our church was flooded during and in the part where we wanted to make the shelter.
Oh, no. So do you need some help then to get that cleaned up and fixed up?
I think that there's some meetings in process now in which I know that they have had blowers and all kinds of even engineers to figure out, because you may know that the church, our church, is on the corner of Spring and Lemon. We're the most urban and the one that gets approached probably most frequently by people who are homeless.
And it is the oldest church in La Mesa.
Yes, over a century old. And it is very much an area, a church that's been actively involved in community outreach. And you mentioned affordable housing. And certainly we believe, as do some of our council members, that the lack of affordable housing is what is causing the increase in the homeless on the streets. And so we've been an advocate for affordable housing for a long time in this, through this community outreach. But as far as the transitional housing, I know our pastor has said it's heartbreaking when somebody comes to the door and says, I just need a place to stay tonight. I'm going to be headed for another city, but I don't have any place to stay. And he always has to say, no, we are not licensed. We don't have a place in our church. So it was really because of his vision that we're in a very exciting time in the life of our church.
Marvelous. Now, is the city councils and the staff of the city, are they supportive of your efforts to create a transitional shelter in the basement at your church once you get the flooding cleared out?
The two council members that we have talked directly about this and asked if they would support it are Christine Alessio and Colin Parent. And both of them have said that they think this is a good idea. And Christine Alessio, who used to be the chair of the Planning Commission, did some investigation into zoning rules and said that we're welcome to do it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know she is told me before on the show that she's had a relative that was homeless at one time. So
yes,
I think she's her sister, yeah. So she's very understanding of the needs of the homeless, as is Councilman Parent. So it sounds like you just need one more vote and you could be good to go.
we think it's going to be a journey, and we know one step at a time.
Very good. Well, whenever that's coming up for official hearing before the council, I'm sure you'll let us know. But in the meantime, listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Lois Knowlton from the First United Methodist Church in La Mesa and with Bonnie Baranoff from La Mesa Conversations about the special event they're having coming up on Thursday the 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 at Johnny B's Restaurant in downtown La Mesa, where you can come, hear speakers about the homeless, bring items to donate that will help the homeless, and also it's a mixer. You can mix and mingle and meet some of your neighbors here in La Mesa. Now, if people want to get more information, can each of you give me some contact information for your organizations? Bonnie, how can people reach La Mesa Conversations?
Right. Thanks, Miriam. Sure. This is, the mixer that's coming up is just one of our many events that we hold throughout the year. So please, we welcome you to join us at lamesaconversations.org. And from there, you can also reach us directly through our contact us page at lamesaconversations@gmail.com. And we look forward to seeing all of you at Thursday's event and at our future events.
Very good. And Lois, how could people reach the La Mesa First United Methodist Church if they want to get involved with your community outreach committee to help the homeless or help on the affordable housing project?
Well, we also have a website where the contact information is, and the actual phone number for our office is 619-466-4163. And to just express interest in community outreach and how they might help would be wonderful.
Marvelous. Well, I want to thank both of you very much for joining us here today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thanks, Miriam.
Thank you very much.